Moncrief on News Talk.
Women are generally more attractive than men. And this seems to be more than just an opinion you might have. At the Max Planck Institute in Germany, a study has concluded that this is the case and that this sets us apart from most other mammals. Eugene Wasiwilewitzki is a research fellow there. Eugene, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hi.
Describe for us how you ascertained that women are more attractive than men.
Say again.
Describe for us how you figured out that women are more attractive than men.
Okay, so what we did was basically to collect facial attractiveness data of other researchers that they have published for the last 10 years and across the whole globe. And we collected all this data that has been published and we integrated and harmonized it. And then we modeled the data to test this hypothesis that women are perceived as more attractive than men. And that's exactly that we did.
Yeah. And so the data that you assembled, was this based on asking people their opinion or was there some other way of assessing attractiveness?
No, this was basically that people saw a portrait, a photograph on the screen, and they had to answer how attractive is this face on a scale from, for instance, 0 to 100 or 1 to 5, and we harmonized all this into standard space so that we can compare these attractiveness ratings.
Okay, and between men and women, would women also rate female faces as being more attractive?
Exactly. This was actually the surprising finding. So when we look at the male raters, they rate women as more attractive than men. No big surprise. But when we look at female raters, we see the same picture, but even more pronounced. So the highest ratings we see when women rate other women, and the lowest ratings when women rate other men.
Mm. Now, is this to do with perhaps the shape of the face? Is it a physical component, or are the clues are that this is more kind of influenced by culture?
Yeah, good question. So it is biologically based because we see it across the whole globe. Regardless which part of the world you take, we replicate this pattern that women are perceived as more attractive than men. But we can explain part of this gap through facial structure. So we can measure how feminine or how masculine a face looks like. And when we factor this into the model, we see that this gap is shrinking, which means that it was contributing before we factored it into the model.
Okay. And what effect does age have on this? As humans age, are women still considered more attractive than men?
There we see a linear decline. So the older faces get, the less we see of a gap. And when the faces reach the age of 75, 80, we see that the gap is zero. There is no difference between men and women.
Mm. Now, so many other species, though, like peacocks, they have to attract a female mate by putting on some mm-hmm. sort of a display. Why does it seem to be the reverse case among humans?
So here we can, of course, only speculate and look into theory. But what is certain is that for humans, the mating behavior is much more complex than for other animals. For instance, with humans, we don't have this fixed roles. One sex is the choosy sex, and the other one has to compete for attention. We have a much more complex pattern. We have also more factors that are important in mate choice, for instance, resource accumulation, or the status in the society, or intellect, or other abilities. This all comes into play for humans, and it does not exist at all, or not to the same extent for other animals.
Mm. But would that have changed over time? Because presumably when humans were hunter-gatherers, the criterion wouldn't have been about your economic power or anything like that.
Oh, sure, sure. There is a famous hypothesis by Darwin, for instance, that music is a super old faculty of the human mind, has actually evolved as a kind of a vehicle to show the other sex your abilities, your capacities for emotional expression, your motor capacities, your communicational capacities. Music is the perfect vehicle to express all these complex traits in this one expression, singing, for instance, or music making. So, and of course, also status has been important in human societies for millennia. So this we are talking here really about very old mechanisms that go back to hunters and so this Stone Age society, basically.
Yes, indeed. But presumably whatever was deemed to be a useful set of skills in Stone Age society automatically made a man more attractive.
Sure. And I mean, how sexual selection works is that, of course, this faculties or these abilities have been selected for, and they are preserved in our DNA. So we find something attractive without necessarily knowing it, and this has to do with the fact that it is actually into the very DNA of our brains.
That's so interesting. Yes, the ugly rich guy will always win. Eugene, thank you very much for talking with us today. That's Eugene Vasilevsky there. He's a research fellow at the Max Planck Institute for Empirical Aesthetics in Germany.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.